我们很感谢神姊妹的见证。
We thank our sister sharing.
经过了四十年，是一个蛮长的一个试炼。
Four decades, it's a long period of time.
但是姊妹能够说，主在她的里面越来越觉得真实。
But my sister can testify that the Lord becomes more real than before.
越来越觉得宝贵。
And more precious.Than ever.
的确，我们所信的这位主，他是又真又活的神。
It is indeed that the Lord we believe in is Lord is living.
而且他对我们的爱是永远没有改变。
And His love does not change.
我们一同来读一下《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's read some scriptures together. Acts chapter 2.
我们请一起从23节读到第28节。
Verses 23 to 28.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read them together.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说，我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。我们再读第32节和33节。
Let's read on verses 32 and 33.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。最后我们读一下第36节。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。是的，在这里彼得告诉我们说，以色列全家当确实的知道。
Yes, Peter told us hereTherefore, let all Israel be assured of this.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, the Christ and the Lord.
那这一篇的信息是新约时代的第一篇信息。
And this was the very first message at the time of New Testament.
我们很稀奇，神在这第一篇信息是用彼得来传讲。
We're oftentimes amazed at the fact that God actually used Peter to preach the first message.
因为彼得在主耶稣钉死的那个时候，他曾经三次不认主。
Because Peter denied the Lord three times when he was crucified.
但是主在他身上的工作，主在他对他的爱是没有改变的。
However, the love of the Lord toward Peter does not change.
主将彼得挽回过来。
So he brought him back.
然后呢，还使用他传讲新约时代的第一篇信息。
And use him to preach the very first message in the era of New Testament.
他讲到我们的主按着神的定旨先见，他是被交与人。
It says this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge.
你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
那这位神的儿子耶稣基督
Yes, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他曾经被交给人
He was handed over to man.
那被这些人呢借着无法之人的手把他杀了
And by the help of wicked men, they put him to death.
他必须为我们来到地上
Jesus had to come to the earth for us.
他必须为我们受死在
地上 He had to die for us on the cross.
他必须为我们将他的命将他的魂倾倒
He had to pour out his soul life for us.
今天神他爱我们每一位
God loves each one of us
他叫我们能够得着神的生命
And he wants us to receive the life of God
我们常常想到说在神的创造里面
Many times we thought about the creation of God
好像每一样无论是动物植物神创造完了好像这件事情就已经造好了
And everything that he has created once he's done it's over with
但是当神把人创造好了
But after God created man
神把人带到两棵树的面前
And God brought this man to two trees One is the tree of life. One is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in front of two trees, God wants man to make a choice. So you see, the creation of man is different from the creation of the rest of the world. God never asked a dog or a monkey to make a choice. But God wants man to make a choice. Because man needs to have life.
是的, 亚当夏娃被造的时候好像他们是活生生的。
Yes, Adam and Eve, when they were created, they were alive.
就像今天我们看见世界上有那么多那么多的人。
Just like when you look around, there are so many people in this world.
好像都是活生生的。
They seem to be alive.
但是有许许多多的里面, 缺少了神的生命,
but many of them do not have the life of God. And this is what God wants to give to man.
若是没有这个,
without that,
我们的生命里面没有意义,
our life will be without purpose, without value.
我曾经看到一篇文章,
and I read this article talking about AIDS in Africa.
但我们看看那个比率,
and you look at the ratio of sickness, it's really dreadful.
20%, 30%,
and the speed of its spread was really amazingly fast.
当他到一个爱之村,
and when he went to this village of love,
所以这个爱之村呢, 就是讲到说, 这个村庄里面很多很多人都得了艾滋病。
And that's the village where a lot of the AIDS patients gather.
所以所接触到的人,
therefore, whoever you come into contact with,
有许多他们的亲人都早就不在了,
have lost their loved ones long time ago.
那这些孤儿, 这些孩子,
and these are the orphans or the people that are left behind.
很多他们从小自己也是一个艾滋病的,
and they were they also had the AIDS.
所以当他们访问很多很多的人,
so they interviewed many people living in the village.
他们没有什么盼望,
it's like they were people without hope.
他们不晓得说,
they had no idea how to go on in the future.
所以他讲到说, 那个痛苦, 那个黑暗,
and they described how dark and how disappointed they felt for life.
那个无助的感觉,
and how helpless these people are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
是的, 我们看见这些爱之村的人, 这些得艾滋病的人, 他们的确是非常的绝望。
Yes, in that village of AIDS, you see people are without hope.
但是今天实际来讲, 世界上所有的人,
yes, you look around in the world, all the people,
若是没有神的生命,
who without the life of God,
是和艾滋病的这些人是一样的。
And they actually are as helpless as those poor people living in the AIDS village.
一样是没有盼望的。
They are the same way, people without hope.
所以神必须差遣他的儿子来到地上。
That's why God has to send his son to the world.
他必须要为我们开一条又新又活的道路。
He has come to open a new and living way for us.
是那天亚当和夏娃，我们都知道他们没有拣选生命树。
We all knew Adam and Eve did not choose the tree of life.
他们乃是拣选了分别善恶树。
But the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那结果呢？
And what is the result?
我们知道他们被 打发出伊甸园,
they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
他们和神之间的交通断绝了。
And their fellowship with the Lord stopped.
所以这整个的堕落,
the entire fate of falling continuously impact onto us.
也许有人会说, 吃错了一个果子有什么严重的呢?
Maybe you say, what's the big deal of choosing from the wrong tree?
但是有一个弟兄他讲到说, 好像小孩子,
it's just like a little child.
家里面呢, 父亲有一个老鼠药,
and the father has this medicine to kill mice.
那这是很毒的,
and that's very poisonous.
他把它放到很高的地方,
and he hid it high up in the room.
然后再三的警告说, 这个药是千万不能吃的,
and he warned the kid again and again, don't ever touch or eat that thing.
这是杀老鼠的,
because that's used to kill mice.
你吃的日子必定死,
if you taste it, you will die.
但是这个孩子呢,
yeah, this child was very curious.
父亲这样严严的禁止,
regardless how harsh the warning may be,
肯定是非常好吃的。
He felt, if father said, don't touch it, it must be something good.
所以呢，这个孩子很顽皮，他就爬爬爬上去。
So he tried every effort to reach for the medicine.
然后就把这个药拿下来。
And he took down the poison.
他把它打开。
Opened it up.
他就把它喝下去。
And drank from it.
当这个父亲看见这个孩子。
And when the father saw the child.
是的，该打屁股。
Yes, he should be spanked.
是的，他不听话。
Yes, he was disobedient.
但是父亲在那一个时刻。
But at that moment.
他如果有一个最严厉的惩罚，有没有用呢？
What's the point to punish the kid at that time?
没有用了。
It's useless.
因为他已经把这个毒吃到他里面去了。
Because he has taken in the poison.
我想亚当和夏娃所犯的错。
And I think the mistake that Adam and Eve committed.
在我们看，好像就是吃错了一个果子。
To us, maybe, oh, it's just a mistake of eating from the wrong tree.
但是那个毒借着仇敌的权势进到了他们的里面。
But that poison through the power of the evil one has entered into their life.
他们好像被组织成为一个罪人。
And they have become a sinner.
今天不是神好像说不愿意来赦免他们所犯的错。
It is not that God does not want to forgive them.
乃是因为罪进到了他们的里面。
But it's because the poison has entered into their life.
所以这个拯救就是不容易的。
So it's hard to redeem or save them.
神必须差遣他儿子来。
That's why God has to send his son to the world.
好叫今天我们能够蒙恩得救。
So that we can be saved and be blessed.
神在当时候给人类要他们做一个拣选。
And in the beginning, God gave them a choice.
到了今天。
And even till today.
神也给我们一个拣选的机会。
God still gives us the chance to make a choice.
是的，当主耶稣基督来到世界以前。
Before Jesus came into the world.
人要回到神的面前，他找不到这条道路。
There's no way people can come back to God.
但是今天神的儿子已经来了。
But now the Son of God has come.
所以我们能够回到神面前。
Now is the time we can return to God.
我们可以拣选生命。
We can choose life again.
我们看看今天多少的人，他们仍然在那里选择知识、分别、善恶术。
Unfortunately, a lot of people are still choosing from knowledge of good and evil.
每一件事情临到我们的身上。
Everything happens.
我想我们想一想，我们是不是最自然的反应，先用头脑来分析分析。
When everything happens to us, our natural response is to analyze the situation.
拿着算盘来计算计算。
Or to calculate the cost and benefit.
好像这种分别善恶知识就在我们天然人的里面。
It's like the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil is naturally dwelt inside of us.
但是神一直告诉我们要拣选生命。
But God kept on telling us.Choose life.
要得着生命。
Receive life.
主告诉我们说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord says, My word is life, is spirit.
今天所有地上的一切都要过去。
And all the things you see now will pass away one day.
给我们得着耶稣基督的生命，这是永远的生命。
But only the life of Jesus Christ will last forever.
我想这个拣选不单对于福音朋友，他们必须要做这个拣选。
And the choice I'm saying here now is not just a choice for our gospel friend to choose life versus death.
对于神的儿女。
But to us, children of God.
我们每一天每一个时刻，我们也都要做这样的拣选。
Every moment of the day, we are making choices.
我们是拣选分别善恶知识呢，还是我们要拣选生命？
Are we choosing the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or are we choosing from the tree of life?
天然生命的反应都在我们这个头脑的里面。
Our natural reaction is always a result from our mind.
但是生命的故事是在灵的里面。
But the story about life, it comes from our spirit.
我们每一天都需要做这个拣选。
And every day we have to make a choice like that.
我们讲过很多属灵的道路和世界上的方法是完全不一样的，是相反的。
The spiritual journey, spiritual way always is opposite to the way of the world.
地上是靠着自己的努力。
The way of the world teaches to try our best with our own efforts.
但是在生命的路上，我们是凭着信心。
But the way of life is by faith.
所以信心和我们天然的生命常常是完全相反的。
Therefore, the way of faith is so opposite to our way of natural life.
它是神一直让我们接触各样的环境，好像来考验我们。
That's why God allows all situations to come upon us. It's like a test.
是不是你愿意拣选生命？
It's a time for us to make a choice whether to choose life.
是不是你愿意凭着信心来往前走？
To choose by faith.
我们在这里看见彼得他传讲的信息。
Here the message delivered by Peter.
若是我们只知道我们的主为我们死了，
if we only know the fact that Lord died for us,
这可能只是在历史上所发生过的一件事情，
it may be just a historical event.
圣经没有告诉我们说要来相信主耶稣他替我们死，
and Bible did not just tell us to believe in Jesus' death.
我想你可以举出一连串很长人的名字，
you may give a long list of names.
你说孔子他死了没有啊？
you can say, oh, Confucius, did he die?
你说这个雍正皇帝他死了没有、啊、
How about emperor in the old time?
我们想到这些伟大的哲学家，这伟大的君王，我们可以念很多很多的名字。
Many great kings, many great philosophers. We can give a long name list.
这些在历史上，这些历史书籍上我们所读到的人物。
All the great characters in our history class.
无论他有多大的能力。
It doesn't matter how powerful or capable they were.
无论他的版图有多么的伟大。
No matter how great their kingdom was.
但是他们都死了。
They all died.
所以我们不需要来相信这个。
So we don't have to believe in someone's death.
的确，主耶稣基督他的死和这些世界上的人死是不一样的。
Indeed, Jesus' death was different from the death of all other men.
他是为我们死了。
His death was for us.
没有人能够夺他的命去。
Because no one could kill him.
是他自己舍的。
But willingly he laid it down.
在这边告诉我们说，主耶稣不单为我们死了，
Jesus not only he died for us，
神却将死的痛苦解释了，
but God raised him from the dead，
叫他复活，
freeing from the agony of death，
因为他原不能被死拘禁，
because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him。
哈利路亚，每一个神的一讲到耶稣基督他复活了，我们的心充满了喜乐。
Our hearts just rejoice greatly every time we talk about his resurrection。
说到他的复活，说到他胜过了死亡的权势。
His resurrection proves he has overcome the power of death.
历史历代这么多，没有一个人从死亡里面能够逃脱的。
Through generation, you don't see a single person escape from death.
所以死是一个最大的权能。
Therefore, you can say death is the greatest power.
没有一个人曾经从里面逃脱出来。
For no one can escape from it.
在这里，耶稣基督神的儿子。
But here, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这里说到他原不能被死拘禁。
He says it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
神不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
And neither will God make his holy one see decay.
是的，我们的主他为我们死了。
Yes, our Lord has died for us.
但他的死是包罗万有的死。
But his death encompasses all things.
他借着死能够败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Through his death, he can defeat the one who holds the power of death, the evil one.
他的死是一个得胜的死。
Therefore, Jesus' death is a victorious death.
他借着死吞灭了死亡。
Through his death, he swallowed death.
哈利路亚，死不能将他拘禁。
The death cannot keep its hold upon the Lord.
他是复活的主。
He is the resurrected Lord.
复活是一个最大的能力。
Therefore, resurrection is the greatest power.
能够胜过死亡的权势。
That can overcome the power of death.
今天，如果我们知道主真的是复活的
，Therefore, if we truly know we have the risen Lord,
的确，我们里面所有的惧怕、忧伤都要被除去。
Then they will cast away all the sorrow and all the fear.
再也没有什么能够胜过这位复活的主。
For knowing we know that there's nothing greater than our risen Lord.
当我们遇见属灵的征战
，Therefore, when we face spiritual battles,
遇见仇敌的权势
，or the power of the evil one,
我们里面可以说我们的主是复活的主。
We can say from our hearts that Our Lord is the risen Lord.
这个住在我们里面的主比一切都还要更大。
And the Lord who lives inside our heart is greater than all things.
他的能力是最大的能力。
He has the greatest power.
我们的心感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
今天我们每一个蒙恩得救的儿女。
For every child of God here.
是的，今天主就住在我们里面。
We know, yes, the Lord lives inside of our heart.
那我们还需要在日常生活中不断地做出这个拣选吗？
And we need to continuously choose him in our daily life.
我们要相信他是活的呢？
Do we want to believe that he is real and living?
还是他只不过是两千年前那位来到地上的主？
And do we think he was just someone who was born 2,000 years ago?
若是他只是两千年前那个主，
If he was someone who was just born 2,000 years ago,
你可以说我感谢他曾经为我死了。
You may say, oh, I thank the fact that he died for me.
他为我付了很大的代价。
He paid a great price for me.
叫我能够得着赦免。
So now I can have forgiveness of our sins.
但是神对我们的旨意绝对不是停在这里。
But that's not where God's purpose stops.
神的救恩
The salvation of God.
是为了带我们进到一个更丰富的地步。
It intends to bring us to a deeper and better place.
叫我们得着他的自己。
Where we can obtain himself.
得着他成为我们的生命。
We can have him as our life.
得着他成为我们的一切。
We can have him to be our all.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天怎么能够那么的清楚知道说这位主已经复活了。
Dear brothers and sisters, how can we be clear about the fact that my Lord is risen?
第一步，这个复活是必须我们用信心来接受的。
We have to accept that fact by faith.
今天主耶稣他已经复活，不但复活，他而且升天了。
Not only he's risen from the dead, he has ascended into heaven.
所以他不在肉身里面来向我们显现。
Therefore he no longer appears to us in flesh.
所以曾经他向门徒们显现过。
That's why he appeared to his disciples earlier.
但是今天很多人讲说，你要我相信，你就把你的主拿出来给我看一看。
Many gospel friends challenge us that if you want me to believe in your Lord, show me.
对不起，今天主不做这样的事情。
I'm sorry, our Lord does not do something like that now.
他现在在圣灵的里面。
Because he's now in the Holy Spirit.
所以他在圣灵的里面回来。
He will return in his Holy Spirit.
在三十二节说，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。
In verse 32 says, God has raised Jesus to life.
我们都为这个事做见证。
And we are all witnesses of the fact.
他既被神的右手高举。
Exalted to the right hand of God.
他说又从父受了所应。
He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit.
就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
And has poured out what you now see and hear.
今天圣灵已经来了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
那这位圣灵呢？他是得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
And this Holy Spirit is the glorified Jesus Christ.
主说我不去，宝惠师就不来。
Jesus said before, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit cannot come.
但是感谢主，今天圣灵已经来了。
And we thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit has come now.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
And now lives inside of our heart.
圣灵也浇灌在我们的身上。
It's been poured out upon us.
我们知道住在我们里面的。
We know the one who dwells inside of us.
就是这位复活的耶稣。
Is this risen Lord?
他今天是在圣灵里面住在我们心中。
He dwells in our heart in the Holy Spirit.
我们的心满了感谢。
And our hearts are full of thankfulness.
无论什么时候。
It doesn't matter when.
我们可以回到里面。
We can always return to the inner side.
我们可以遇见这位复活的主。
Where we can see our living Lord face to face.
今天圣灵来，他带着一个目的。
Holy Spirit has come for a purpose.
他来不是要我们来，圣灵不是要来荣耀他的自己。
And the Holy Spirit has not come to glorify himself.
圣灵来要荣耀耶稣基督在我们的里面。
But to glorify Jesus Christ inside our heart.
叫我们真的那么清楚知道说，神已经立耶稣基督为主为基督。
So that we can be so clear about the fact that God has made our Jesus both Lord and Christ.
当圣灵充满我们，浇灌在我们身上。
When the Holy Spirit filled our hearts and poured out upon us,
我们看见神的儿女在那里呼喊的名是主啊。
While we cried out is the name of the Lord.
主耶稣啊。
We say, Oh Lord Jesus.
我想神的儿女被圣灵充满的时候，他不再呼喊说圣灵啊，圣灵啊。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we never cried out, Oh Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵来为了要荣耀主。
But Holy Spirit has come to glorify Jesus.
圣灵来开我们的眼睛，叫我们要看见这位荣耀的基督。
It has come to open our eyes so that we can see this glorious Lord.
带我们真实的来经历他是又真又活的。
So that we can experience that he is true and living.
所以我们里面需要带着渴慕。
Therefore, we have to come with a longing heart.
我们必须做拣选。
We have to make a choice.
今天神在我们的身上，他仍然把这个拣选的机会来赐给我们。
And he still continues to give us a chance to make choice.
得救的那一个时刻，的确我们感谢主，叫我们做了拣选。
Yes, we thank the Lord for we have chosen him at the moment we became a believer.
我们愿意相信，接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We choose to believe and accept him to be our savior.
我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
And that has brought a great change in our life.
我们整个人生的命运有了何等奇妙的大改变。
And our faith has such a turning point change.
但是神在我们身上要一直带我们的往前。
And the Lord desires to lead us onward.
我想我的姊妹，她 她见证她信主四十年。
Our sister just shared that she has become a Christian for four decades.
感谢主，到今天我相信我们还是必须一直做拣选。
And I believe we are continuously making choice, choosing the Lord.
拣选主耶稣基督。
We are continuously choosing Jesus.
拣选生命。
Choose life.
让主的生命在我们里面能够一直的显大。
So the life of the Lord can be magnified through us.
神在我们每一个人身上都有他荣耀的旨意。
Because on each one of us, God has a glorious purpose.
我们也相信神必定要完成他的心意在我们每一个人的身上。
And I believe God will fulfill the purpose He has for each one of us.
今天圣灵已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit has come now.
He
is our comforter, dwells inside of our hearts.
时刻与我们同在。
He is with us every moment.
他永远不离开我们。
He never leaves us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹，若我们真的知道主已经复活了。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we truly know the Lord is risen.
他在圣灵里面已经回来了。
And he has returned in his Holy Spirit.
他就住在我们的里面。
And now dwells inside our spirit.
他时刻与我们同在。
And he's with us every moment.
今天我们再来看我们四维的环境。
Knowing that, and we look around our situation.
Hallelujah, 我们可以忘记所有的忧伤。
Hallelujah, then we can say, I can forget about all my sorrows.
我们说他是一切最亲，是我一切最爱。
And he is most dear to me, the loveliest of all.
我们可以这样子的来到主的面前。
We can come to him just like that.
我们最近几天看了一本书
These days we are read this book
讲到一个姐妹她一生的故事
Talk about the life story of this Christian sister
从她很小的时候
Since she was little
她骨头上就生了病
And she was contract very strange disease on her bones
所以她的骨头里面呢变成一个洞一个洞的
Therefore her bones become hollow
所以从她很小就开了好多次刀
So she has gone through a lot of surgery since she was a little child
那在当时呢她就有一个盼望
And she always had this hope
那医生告诉她说等你长大
Because the doctor says once you grow up
那等你长大了以后呢你可以换一个人工的关节
And that's the time you canreplace with an artificial joint.
然后你就可以像正常人一样。
Then you will function as a normal person.
但是好不容易当她长大了。
And finally she grew up.
就她发现说她的那个痛越来越厉害。
Yet the pain become worse and worse.
结果去检查。
And then she went for examination.
医生发现说她骨头上是长了一个癌症。
And doctor diagnosed it was cancer.
已经变成癌症了
And that has turned into cancer.
所以不可能说换一个什么东西就会好了
Therefore she won't be healed just by replacing with the artificial joint.
这对她是一个很大的打击
And that was such a big blow to her.
所以她经过了一个很大的手术
And she went through another big surgery.
那经过了这些化疗所有的这些过程
And she's gone through so many chemotherapy.
结果呢她又发现说她在这个胆管上又长了另外一种癌
And then they found out she has another cancer inside of her
所以这两种癌呢是非常不一样的
And that gallbladder cancer has a very different effect
那一种呢原本是就是老年人才得的
And that's something that only old age people will contract
那另外一种呢是一个非常小的时候才容易得的
And the other cancer she has wasSomething for young people.
但是这两个结果都在他的身上。
However, she got both of them.
我想当我们读到这么多他所有经过的这些痛苦。
Therefore, when we read all these experiences she had.
但是有一个让我很受感动。
I was very touched by one fact.
他说有一次他就在问神说为什么是我。
Because she said, I asked God, why me?
为什么
Why me?
我想他没有办法明白。
She could not understand why these things happened to her.
他说他曾经也问过好长一段日子，神没有给他回答。
She asked that question for a long period of time and never got an answer from God.
但那一次在他最痛苦的时候
，Yet at the time when she was suffering the most，
主让他知道。
The Lord spoke to her.
他说老师常常都是把最难的题目给最好的学生。
God said, teacher like to reserve the hardest question for the best student.
主在那里称赞他。
And the Lord praised her.
因为你能够承受
Because I know you can handle this
因为我在你身上有一个更好的旨意
For I have a better purpose for you
结果这个姊妹当我看见她所写的东西
And I read how she, her description about the problem
一面觉得说她所经过的这些痛苦是我们所很难去理解的
On one hand I saw what she has gone through was really hard for us healthy people to understand
不晓得多少次进出医院多少次的手术 多少次的这些治疗。
She has gone into the hospital so many times, gone through so many treatments.
但是另外一面。
But on the other hand,
她把她做化疗的地方叫做度假中心。
She regarded her hospital where she received chemotherapy as her resort, vacation resort.
啊，她说啊，今天又要去度假了。
She went right on her journal says, now it's time to go to the resort.
医生又打电话来了。
Because the doctor has called, I should go in.
然后呢，那个营养剂呢又要打到我的里面。
And all these nutrition things will be shot into my vein.
我看见她里面有一个很大的不同。
And I noticed she was very different.
当她知道神在她身上有一个更好的目的。
Once she realized that God has a better purpose for her.
她现在医院的里面看见她去帮助四位生病的人。
She was able to help all the sick people around her.
这些护士没有办法的人就请她去帮忙。
And when nurse was running out of ways to comforting other patients, they would seek help from her.
当不是去帮忙做事情，乃是去帮忙解决人心里面的问题。
They would ask her to help to comfort those people.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天神能够在他的身上做这样的工作。
If God can do something like that on her,
我们情况比他真的不晓得好了多少。
I have to say our condition is far more better than what she was in.
比起我们所遇见思维的环境。
And our situation,
我们里面真的要感谢主。
We have to give thanks to the Lord.
但是我也相信。
And I also believe,
其实事情不在大小，不在于多么的严重。
It is really not the, it doesn't matter how serious our condition may be.
很多不同的情况对我们就是一个考验。
And many situations, once we face it, it's a test.
每一个人的考验都是不一样的。
Everyone may have different tests.
但是我们也相信神在我们每一个人的身上都有他的美意。
But we believe through that test, God has a better purpose for each one of us.
叫我们拣选他。
And that's the time we can choose him.
叫我们得着生命。
He wants us
to
receive a greater blessing, the best life.
到我们经过这一生的年日
so that through the days of our life,
哈利路亚，到那一天我们可以说主，我们的心深深的感谢你。
We can say, Lord, I give thanks to you for what you have done.
我们一切最亲，我们所一切最爱。
You are truly the most dear to me, the loveliest of all.
好吧，我们再来唱诗歌333首。
Let's sing this hymn one more time, 333.
愿早上主真的向我们来显现。
May the Lord appear to us this morning.
愿圣灵浇灌在我们的里面。
And may the Holy Spirit pour down into our hearts.
他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱，人生命。
好吧，我们站起来，再从第一节
来。Stand up and sing from the beginning again.
他是一切最亲，我所一切最爱，人生平常所寻，人生。
感谢你，
Lord, we truly thank you.
因为你这位复活的主成了我们的生命,
for this risen Lord is now our life.
成了我们无穷喜乐的原因,
and the reason of our joy. And we were helpless, you come to help us.
我们在缺乏的时候,
when we're in need, you are our aid. We say you are most dear to us. And the loveliest of all.
我们的主早间借着你自己的话语,
and Lord, through your own words this morning,
再叫我们重温
Again, we review the great love of your gospel.
叫我们实在看见你时常在我们眼前.
And so we know that you're always in our presence.
Oh, 你时常叫我们不摇动.
And because of that, we will not be shaken.
赞美主, 我们的心都要来归向你.
Therefore, we all want to turn our heart towards you.
我们何等喜乐, 我们所信的乃是复活的大能的主.
We're so joyful that the one whom we believe is the risen Lord.
我们不是信一个死的宗教.
We're not here to believe in something that's dead.
赞美主, 愿意你接着早上的话, 叫我们都活起来.
And may through your words this morning, you kindle the fire and revive us again.
叫我们都有份于你复活.
That we're all part of your resurrection.
都来经历你 复活的大能,
and experience the power of your resurrection.
都来看见你复活的显现,
and to see the manifestation of your resurrection.
听我们这样的祷告,
and listen to our prayer, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.